One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, this is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, live around the world on WWRP 3.240 or 2.40, I guess it is, and 50-50. We hope that you're listening to us. We're also being simulcast tonight, we hope, on Internet, and we're thankful for you tonight. Tonight we've got a great topic to discuss in your presence. You know, it's getting springtime. The lambs are gathering, and it's the time of that season in the green ears, the time of the green ears, to kill the lamb. And we're going to talk about the subject tonight, the perfect atonement. It's always been a blood atonement. It always will. I'm sure that people that know the truth can find out about the process of the truth, and we hope and trust that you know how to keep the truth and that the truth could keep you. Verse 4, Genesis chapter 4. Now, 4 and 4 is 8. 4 is the Sabbath day, the fourth commandment, and 8 is a new beginning. Atonement is all about a new beginning. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and Yahweh had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Now, we know that the Bible tells us that Yahweh has no respect of persons. But if you will rephrase that to what he actually does do, and that means he has no respect of, he has respect to. If you'll go back to the book of Genesis, we find that Cain also offered up an offering. An atonement. But what Abel used was an acceptable atonement. What Cain used was rejected. Cain used a vegetable sacrifice, the vegetables that he grew out of the ground, something that come. It did not stand for a covering. And the Bible, Cain didn't have the knowledge that Abel had. Abel was blessed to know that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Now remember that as we talk tonight about the topic, atonement. And in this case, we're talking about the perfect atonement. Now we're going to move over to the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus. And we're going to start at the third verse. Speak to the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this new moon, each one of them is to take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. Now, we're beginning to get the idea here that Yahweh likes a lamb to be offered for atonement. We know in the climactic end time, he comes to offer up himself as a perfect atonement, offering his own body. He was the Lamb of God. He was slain from the foundation of the world, and Abel knew this when he offered up a lamb for an atonement sacrifice. It was a substitute until he that was kept shut up under the law emerged into a flesh body in the very beginning to offer himself up once and for all. And you say, well, if that's true, Pastor Buddy, why do you still stay under the law and keep the Passover? Well, we're going to study on that tonight and see if we're supposed to keep it or to do away with it. That's what we want to understand. Now, let me read in Genesis 22, verse 2. 2 is division, and we have a triple witness, just like 666. Here we have division of the 2, 2, 2. And Yahweh said to Abraham, take now your son Isaac, thine only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee. Now, it had to be a specific place, and lo and behold, it was on Mount Moriah, which we know in the New Testament as the place of the skull, where the future real Son of Yahweh, the Son of God, Yahweh in the flesh body, the flesh man, offered himself up at this exact spot around 3,000 years later as a perfect atonement. Now remember, Yahweh would have never asked anything out of Abraham that he wouldn't be willing to do himself. And he proved it, as we know, that he stayed the hand of Abraham. Abraham was willing to kill. Now listen to this now. This is the perfect type of Abraham for the perfect type of atonement. He was willing, he drawed back the dagger, he had the kindling and the wood, to offer up a burnt offering. He was going to burn his son as he killed the son and offered it up to Yahweh. And Yahweh stayed the hand of Abraham and had a substitute. This is a beautiful analogy of what we do today in the performance of the Passover ourselves. Now, here's what he said in Exodus 12 and 5. Now, let me show you something right here that most people are not aware of. Some people err because they don't know how to read the Bible. Although they read the very scripture, they read right over it, and they can't believe their ears. Because the deception of the word, the way it is written here, it seems like that Yahweh is given permission to do a certain thing. Now listen here as I read. See if you catch it. Your lamb shall be without blemish. It should be a male of the first year. Now that means it has to be a year old. You shall take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now right there, people say that you can offer a goat at the Passover. That is not true. They that offer a goat lack understanding. Because a goat is not the perfect atonement type and shadow that we're seeking here. Listen as again, your lamb, not your goat, your lamb shall be without blemish, taken from among the sheep or the goats. Now, if the lamb is among the goats, you take the lamb and leave the goat, because he said, your lamb shall be without blemish. And I know people that offer up goats and say that it's acceptable. I believe it's an insult and a lack of understanding. So do not ever offer a goat in the place of the required atonement for a tithing. Verse 14 of the same chapter, Exodus chapter 12. Now, listen to what you do. And this day shall be unto you a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I don't have to do that no more. That's under the law. I don't have to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I read you a verse of scripture in the Gospel of John, where he was partaking of the last meal as he prepared himself to sanctify himself for the Passover. We know that he himself was going to be the Passover lamb, the perfect type, or the perfect atonement. He introduced the ritual of washing feet. And Peter told him plainly, you will never wash my feet. He said, if I don't wash your feet, Peter, you're not going to have any part with me. Now, I want to ask you a question. Foot washing is not involved here in the ordinance of Exodus chapter 12 or Leviticus chapter 23. However, if you are a Bible reader, you know the tradition of foot washing came from the same man that offered up his son, his only begotten, in the book of Exodus 22, verse 2. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in 22:2, when he offered up his son, Isaac, in obedience, we go back to the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis, and we'll see why that foot washing became an acceptable ritual, and see, he said, do it according to the rituals thereof. Yahweh is big on rituals. The distance that you drive to get to a Passover where they keep it by the book is insignificant. Abraham traveled all over the country. Every time he was told to do something, he up and done it. He wasn't worried about possessions. He wasn't worried about relationships with his wife. he was interested in future prophecy of his faith. He searched the scriptures by faith. By faith you're saved. But faith without works is dead. These people that say they love it, they can keep their path over where they're at. Failing not to assemble. They have all kinds of excuses. Well, I can't come to the Passover, Pastor Buddy. Glory to God, Shundai. But I love him. Okay, go ahead and love him. He that says he loves me and keeps not my commandments, he's a liar. You shall do this day. You shall keep it for a memorial. And you shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a festival by an ordinance forever. Now, if we go to Colossians where it said he nailed these things that were contrary to us. Now, is that contrary? Do you think that we are being contrary when we practice for a whole week? We take the lamb from among the sheep or the goats. We don't take a goat. We take your lamb shall be without a blemish. Your lamb. It should be of the first year. You should take it from the sheep or from the goats. That time, it was the customary for the sheep and the goats to graze together. But he didn't say take a goat from among the sheep or the goats. He said take your lamb from among the sheep or the goats. So you need to get that right there. It's very important, and I don't know why that I want to stress that tonight, but I want to prove a point that people misread the Bible and it right in front of them. Well, it said there you could take a goat. It did not. It said take a lamb from among the goats, not a goat from among the lambs. You shall do it as a memorial, and you shall keep it throughout your generations. That don't end, ladies and gentlemen. Why should you do this, Pastor Buddy? Just like he told Peter, if you don't wash feet, you ain't going to have no part with me. And again, I say it reverted back to how Yahweh felt when the same man, Abraham, saw him coming across the dusty plains and refreshed him as he set pans under his feet. He put his feet into the pan. Now, this is a man from glory. Two angels, two probably of the most mightiest, Gabriel and Michael, with Yahweh himself in the center, who was flanked one on the right and one on the left, with the God of creation, Yahweh. Now they appeared as men. Abraham at first didn't know him. It wasn't revealed to him until later. He didn't know that he was doing something that was very pleasing to Yahweh. When he washed his feet, and when he participated in the festival of Passover, you say, oh, it wasn't a Passover. Well, I can prove it was a week of Passover that Yahweh approached Abraham with Michael and the other angel, Gabriel. Because in the 19th chapter, we find that the other two angels who were commanded to keep unleavened bread for a week, it had to be the very day of the Passover and the evening meal that they showed up at Abraham's house. He killed the lamb. They fixed unleavened bread. And there, that night on the 15th, the full moon, The other two angels went the next day, and they spent that night. And then the next day, they destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Bible said that Lot offered them for the second day. They'd already begun their festival of unleavened bread. He offered them unleavened bread. It's a custom to only eat unleavened bread for 1 week. You say, well, ain't nothing to that now, glory to God. We don't do that no more. We keep Easter. And I don't want to get stirred up about Easter and the pagan rituals. People will go out of their way to do that. It seems like they want to keep that. But they will not make an atonement to cleanse themselves, that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahweh, in Leviticus 16:30, and Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold the blood of the covenant which Yahweh hath made with you concerning all these words. The holiest day of the year was atonement. It wasn't Passover. Passover is not to make an atonement for you. Passover is to remember the atonement. You see that? This is a celebration ritual. Do it as a memorial in my remembrance. And when you fail to keep it, you fail to remember him, and when you need him, at the hour that you might need him, he may forget to remember you. Because he said, you draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. Leviticus 17:12. For the life of the flesh, think about yourself, is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Now tell me that it's not important to keep. Now we know he's done been offered as the eternal lamb, offered up once and for all. We know that. We're not even questioning that. When we keep the festival, we keep the commandment to remember him for what he done. Full well we'll keep Christmas and send out a Christmas gift every year. We'll have Easter eggs faithfully. We'll wear the Easter bonnet faithfully. We'll remember Ishtar and Tammuz. We'll weep for them. But we'll forget our Savior. And we'll justify it by some mealy-mouthed hypocrite that will put up some kind of an excuse. How could you put up an excuse after I read you this verse of Scripture? Listen as I read. Isaiah 53, I'm going to read four verses, which means rest, and the number, from 4 to 8 of 53. Surely, he hath borne our grief. Could you just meet with him once a year?
I can't afford it. I've got work to do. I just can't take off. I can't afford it.
Bible says you need to lay up. You can lay up your car payment. You can lay up your Wally World payment to get your card. You go down there shopping every weekend, pushing a buggy around Wally World. You'll buy all the Easter bunnies, the little trinkets, the little Easter flags. Oh, my, I just don't want to get started on that. Surely he hath borne our grief. He's carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten of Yahweh and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And Yahweh hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a goat to the slaughter. I misread that. He was brought as a lamb. Take a lamb from among the goats, not a goat from among the lamb. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter on the 14th day of the second Passover. You've got time right now to keep the second Passover. That's the one you're commanded to keep. That's the one you don't want to overlook. That's the one he remembered. That's the one he died in, guaranteed. And he bore our grief. No wonder it's called a solemn assembly when you see the lamb hung on a torture stake to be cleaned, bruised, smitten, afflicted, wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. It's an atonement. As a sheep, not as a goat, as a sheep, he was led before the shearers dumb, so they opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? This is a memorial. Can you remember me? I bore your grief. I carried your sorrows. Do this in remembrance of me. I was wounded for your iniquities. I was bruised for your iniquities. When they chastised me, it was for your peace. By my stripes that they beat me mercifully, unmercifully, for your iniquity, not mine. I was oppressed and I was afflicted, and yet I didn't complain. I didn't say I can't go to the torture stake today. I just can't afford it. Foxes had holes and birds of the air had nests, and the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. And you can't remember him? Well, it's just the first Snakey. I just can't get there. Praise God. Who shall declare his generation? Are you going to speak up and present yourself three times a year like you're commanded? Or are you going to say you love him? And he that says he loves him and won't keep his commandments is nothing but a liar. So, you know, sometimes I get fed up with people's excuses. You should know. That even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, to give his life a ransom for many. And you can't take a week out of your life, of 52 weeks to the year, just to remember him. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanliness. Zechariah 13 and 1. Fountain. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Matthew 26, verse 28. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of the people. have a sister that just lives right across, straight across the street from our property here. She came over here, and she said, Pastor Buddy, I got something to ask you, and I hope I don't offend you, but I'd like to attend your Passover, if I would be welcome. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day. And the next day John saith, the Messiah coming and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If a man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And in the Passover, you type it beautifully by taking the unleavened bread. There was no sin in him. Had no yeast to raise up. He didn't pout. He didn't doubt. He didn't give up. He didn't turn back. He didn't quit. He didn't make an excuse. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you an overseer, to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. That's reason right now that I'll go and keep the Passover one more time. That was a time I didn't know why I'd ever keep another Passover or not. You know, you can get some bad reports. If that household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house to take it according to the number of the bins, according to each man's need. You shall make your count for the lamb. I said, come on over. Share. I'll set a table for you. You're my neighbor. Come on over here. I want you to remember and take heed to yourself. I'm so glad you asked. I would have not asked her. But being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in the Messiah, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in the Messiah, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Romans 3, 24, 26, and Romans 4, 25. Who, being justified by faith, faith without works is dead. I can't go, Pastor Bud. Gosh, it's so high. I just wonder what they're going to do. You wouldn't go if it was 50 cents a gallon if you won't go if it's $5 a gallon. The difference between the 50 cents and the $5 a gallon is faith. For when you were yet without strength, now, I can understand because I have to cut my pennies. I have literally borrowed money to go to the festival. So help me, Yahweh. I couldn't miss it. I got to keep this feast that cometh. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us while we were yet in our sins. He died for us. That now, much more being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. What are you going to do when it's raining hail balls about 100 pounds? Can you see Yahweh's the people that are keeping the festival? Worshiping and trying to keep the faith and do those things that please him.
Well, I've got to go over here to the Easter Sunday service now, Pastor Buddy. I just can't be there. Glory to God. It interferes with what I've done for years.
For well, you'll keep your tradition. You'll turn your nose up at the commandments. You'll put up all kinds of dead excuses. But even so, we also joy in God through our Messiah, by whom we now have received the atonement, the ultimate sacrifice. Now, I don't want to keep bringing up his death. He's done dead. He's done buried. He's done rose again. But every year, I've got something strong. It's like a homing pigeon instinct. I must keep this feast. I said it might be your last one. It might be my last one. But I'll be counted, Yahweh willing. If you have to borrow the money, borrow it on faith and see if Yahweh don't pay you back. I heard a brother of mine up in Michigan call me the other day, him and his sister. They're papers. They have to go by faith. They're at the bottom of the barrel. They are like the woman making the last meal, scraping the bottom of the barrel. That's the old saying down here in the South. Scraping the bottom of the barrel. Are you scraping the bottom of the barrel? When by faith your barrel could be full, just act like you've got all kinds of meal. Just act like that you've got enough to eat and to drive and to buy gas. The Bible says when you pray, believe you receive what you ask for and you'll have it. Purge out the old leaven that there may be a new lump as you are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us, and do it in remembrance of him. I can just see somebody sitting there, and I can just see the brethren, the elders, laying hands on the lamb. Oh, it's sad. We have complaints. People say, I just can't watch it, Pastor Buddy. And I appreciate that. I do. I really do. Because it shows his death till he comes. It's a solemn assembly. For all things, we are reconciled us to himself by the Messiah, and have given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in the Messiah, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 and 19. Yeah, there was a time, huh? If I'd have believed the doctors 2 years ago, I wouldn't be at this Passover. And still, yet I might not make it. I don't have a promise till in the morning. But as Jacob worshiped leaning on his staff, I'm making plans to keep it. If Yahweh will grace me to die's gain, I wasn't afraid of dying when they tell me, you're not going to live. You won't live 6 months. You'll live 6 weeks if we don't operate. Well, there I was for the first time in my life getting bad news from the far country. I've never had that kind of news in my life. Ain't had none since. It wasn't pleasant. And I come out. My wife was waiting for me in the truck, and I got in the truck, and I I hung my head over the steering wheel and took off my cap. As humbly as I know now, I called on my atonement. I gave her the bad news. He's redeemed me from the curse of the law, making himself a curse for me. That is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And I thought about that lamb. I said, Yahweh, let me live to keep one more Passover. Here I am. I kept that one. I kept the next one. I'm planning on keeping the next one. Because he's redeemed me. I put my hands. Miss Carolyn wrote me a beautiful song and sung it the other day. I thought about when things go wrong, and they will. When you get bad news, Job got bad news. Buddy got bad news. You're going to get bad news. The devil's going to give you 1,000 excuses for not remembering Yahweh. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the perfect atonement, or the adoption, as his son. Blessed be the God of our Messiah, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. I pick my head up off the steering wheel. And I looked up and I said, Yahweh, though you slay me, yet will I praise you. I've come too far, leaning up on my staff of faith. I will keep this next festival. I'll be there. Because you chose me before the foundation of the world to remember you and set forth an example. You gave me this knowledge. And this burden, oh yeah, it's a burden. Man, we've worked hard down here at the festival site. You got to prepare it for the folks and get it ready. And I got up when my body didn't feel like it. I went when I didn't feel like it. But I didn't go on feelings. I went on faith. He had put all things under his feet. And gave him to be the head over all things. And I trusted in the Messiah that he should be my praise to his glory. And I remember that scripture. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. And here we're gonna, you know, I can remember how good food tastes. When you fast a long time and you push your plate back and you smell the yeast and all that good stuff. There's nothing that smells any better than baking fresh bread. Pass a bakery and see what I'm talking about. It's a temptation. Yahweh must have known to go without the yeast in your bread, the unleavened bread. He must have known something was good for the body, for those who've done without. I've often wondered what it was. I don't know. Yahweh's never revealed it to me. Having abolished his flesh, the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, Therefore, we walk in love as Christ hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. When the lamb is killed, the last kick of the little lifeless body slowly drains. And I know grown men that could put a 45 between your eyes for a just cause and pull the trigger without hesitation. At that moment, the tears would run down their cheeks and they would become sobbing children as they smell that sweet smelling savor, the type, the perfect lamb, the perfect atonement, the accepted sacrifice. Do it in remembrance. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through his blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And I thought back, here he was, he left his throne, he walked across the desert, he saw faithful Abraham sitting under the oak. Abraham seen these three men coming, he made haste down into the herd, he prepared the meal, set the foot pans down and washed their feet. They partaked of the festival and the offering. They ate unleavened bread the very next day. They ate it that night and the next day. And the next day, as we know, and they did it for this reason. Abraham has not seen that city, but he saw it by faith. He died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should be and live together with him. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time in 2 Timothy chapter, or 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. That he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, a zealous people of good works. Now, what's wrong with keeping a remembrance of Passover? What's wrong by keeping all the rituals commanded to keep in remembrance of him? Every year he was here, 33 years, he attended every Passover, and the last one he attended, he was the Passover. He tasted death for every man. He was a little lower than the angels that he was in command of. He could have called 10 legions. He was crowned with glory and honor for holding his peace and being a dumb lamb that opened not his mouth. He was bruised for iniquities. But unto the high priest, he went along once every year, not without blood, when he offered himself before the heirs of the people. But neither by the blood of goats and calves, he demanded those types of sacrifice at particular times, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption with the perfect atonement. How much more shall the blood of the living one, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he's the mediator of the new covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Saying, this is the blood of the new covenant which God hath enjoined. And almost all things are by the law purged without blood and without the shedding of blood. There's no remission of sins. Hebrews 9:22. It's the perfect atonement. We gather once a year. We celebrate it for a week, those that can afford to stay. If you can't afford to stay the whole week, it'd be very nice for you to come and spend as much time as you can lawfully spend it. You know your limitations. But if you make an effort to come, Yahweh will bless you in a year to come. If you remembered Him, He'll remember you. If you've forgotten Him, He'll forget you when you need Him at the worst time. I know when I hung my head over the steering wheel, when I got bad news, I fasted when I come home 30 days. I lost a lot of weight. I talked to Yahweh. I said, Yahweh, my life's in your hands. Whether I live or whether I die, it's not up to the doctors. It's up to you. Take my life and use it. I want my body to be used for you. I offer myself to you. There's a time to live and there's a time to die. If my time is up, let me be a blessing to one more person today. Just to say, praise Yahweh. Lift up my hands and be a blessing to someone along the way. That's what life's all about. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us fear Yahweh and let us keep His commandments. Gather three times a year. If a man says he loves Yahweh, remember that for all these things, Yahweh will bring everything into judgment. And seeing what manner of man that you must be, that there's nothing clean without the shedding of blood, that it's nice for you to remember Him. That I remember the first Passover ever kept, the first time I was ever in the presence, when the brethren, the elders, laid hands on the Lamb and they slayed Him in my presence. It was just like they slayed me. It's just like they cut my heart out of me. I was smitten. The whole house was weeping, the first one that we kept. I said, surely this ain't what it's all about. I mean, this is so painful. Yahweh said, kill it before the whole congregation. Teach your children the reasons why that you're doing these foolish things, because everybody today's keeping Easter. That's not foolish. But when a little ragtag outfit is out in the field, gathering in some spot, killing the lamb, it's almost sacrilegious. They'd rather see you kill a pig and cut his throat and roast him on a fire and serve swine's flesh. Remember the perfect atonement. It's not the ham in the oven and those ladies with their backs to Yahweh worshiping Talmuz and making hotcakes for the Queen of Heaven, which is the symbol of the Easter services that they're keeping this month. Wait for the second month. Kill the lamb, which is enjoined unto you, the blood of His covenant. And when you offer up a meal, this is nothing but a remembrance meal. When you raise the cup, when you eat the bread, you drink the wine, you eat the lamb and the salad of bitter herbs, you're retracing your ancestors' steps. And you think about all those cups that was raised, all that unleavened bread that was baked in haste and eaten, the whole week was given. Do this in remembrance of me. If I wash your feet, you have no place with me. Think about that. That ought to put you in your vehicle and getting to head towards Sweetwater, Tennessee. On May the 15th, we will wash feet that night. The next day, we will have the elders to set up the sink and to prepare the lamb. The people that do gather around are going to do it in remembrance of him. It's an amazing thing that Yahweh would search the earth. And of all the places on the earth, in Sweetwater, Tennessee, Sweetwater, Tennessee, on May the 15th, on the full moon, which will be the next night, we'll kill the lamb, we'll prepare the meal, and we'll do it in remembrance. And of all the places in the earth, he saw a few people come to Sweetwater, Tennessee, and he said, what are those folks gathering for? I don't see no Easter eggs. I don't see no bonnets. I don't see nobody weeping for Talmuds and baking hotcakes for the Queen of Heaven. I hear them reading the covenant of the blood of the Testament. I hear them talking about a man from Galilee that died and commanded to do it in remembrance. Oh, I've seen the sacrifice. I felt the moaning and the groaning. I felt the perfect atonement sacrifice that you made to come. I won't forget you. I'll remember you at the ninth hour. That's when I opened my mouth and cried for you at the ninth hour. When they killed me and they took away my very life, and here you are bringing it to remembrance. And I can just see the old man sitting on the throne taking out his handkerchief. And the angels looking at him with their head bowed in reverence, saying, holy, 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 God Almighty. Yahweh said, it's my people. They still remember me. They're using the perfect type that I told them to do. I commanded them to keep it forever, and here they are in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Just a few. May Yahweh bless you to keep the faith. I've got to get off here. Write me tonight. Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Let me know you're going to be here. Let my sponsors know. Brother Bud, down in Mississippi. Brother Mark, the great state of Mississippi. Brother Paul, in the great state of Ohio. 1-800-253-2748. All the favors, all the brethren and sisters that's made my journey a little bit easier. My burdens, they carry them. They want to come and help me. They volunteer to take some of the burden off of me. I'm not a young spring chicken. I feel it every day. Picked up a box of towel today and had to hold on to the side of the railing because I almost passed out, to be honest with you. Hot, lifting, tugging, carrying on. Praise Yahweh. If I have to worship leaning on a staff, that'll be all right. I won't be the first one, and neither will I be the last one. For the law having a shout of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, forever with these sacrifices, which they offered year by year continuously, make the comers thereunto perfect. Praise Yah. You got my message. I'll see ya around the world tomorrow night on WWCR on 4840. I'll see you then at 9 o'clock prime time on WWCR 4840. See you then. I'll see you also next month. Remember, write it down in your calendar. Starting on the 15th day, that's on a Sunday, we'll have an old-fashioned Holy Ghost foot washing. We'll clean up, and the next day, we'll sanctify ourselves to kill the lamb. And at sundown, when the sun goes down, the ladies will fix us a meal. We will celebrate the Passover, or the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We'll take it for 7 days, and which, through the offering of the body of the Messiah, and the Lamb is a perfect shadow, we will recognize that this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. For by one offering he perfected forever them that are sanctified, and those who have faith to remember his death and to celebrate it. That's the reason for the season. Passover, May the 15th through the 24th. Come and be with us. You're welcome. Yahweh bless you. Thank you.